Let me say again how much I personally appreciate the working relationship I have enjoyed with Chancellor Kohl and the partnership that has existed for so long now between Germany and the United States. As we look forward to further progress in integrating Europe and dealing with the difficulties in Bosnia, and we hope that peace will be made there. Here in Germany, in the United States, and throughout the entire world, we must reject those who would divide us with scalding words about race, ethnicity, or religion. I appeal especially to the young people of this nation. Believe you can live in peace with those who are different from you. Believe in your own future. Believe you can make a difference and summon your own courage to build. And you will. The Berlin Wall is gone. Now our generation must decide, what will we build in its place? Standing here today, we can see the answer. A Europe where all nations are independent and democratic, where free markets and prosperity know no borders, where our security is based on building bridges, not walls, where all our citizens can go as far as their God-given abilities will take them and raise their children in peace and hope. The work of freedom is not easy. It requires discipline, responsibility, and a faith strong enough to endure failure and criticism. And it requires vigilance. Moments ago, with my friend Chancellor Kohl, I walked where my predecessors could not, through the Brandenburg Gate. For over two centuries, in every age, that gate has been a symbol of the time. Sometimes it has been a monument to conquest and a tower of tyranny. But in our own time, you, courageous Berliners, have again made the Brandenburg what its builders meant it to be, a gateway. Now, together, we can walk through that gateway to our destiny, to a Europe united, united in peace, united in freedom, united in progress, for the first time in history. Nothing will stop us. All things are possible. Nichts wird uns aufhalten. Alles ist möglich. Berlin ist frei. Berlin is free.